I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I've saved my appetite. I've starved myself for 17 minutes. Fuck whoever created crinkle fries. Crinkle fries are the worst fries in the world.
Almost like they're Chipotle, like red sauce. Something about it, when it passes through you, you know how you're like, oh, a hot fart is always the stinkiest. These are hot shits. I mean, just boiling lava. If you have a hemorrhoid, this shit will burn it off.
This is what boys do, ladies and gentlemen. You keep sending these pictures of dicks, and soon enough, he's gonna want them. He's gonna want them.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream.
We did it. We're back. I was waiting for Brandon to slide some kind of funny word in there to make us laugh, but he didn't this time. I have to admit, I did do that on Triple T. So if you start watching Triple T and it's Toby laughing out the gate, I got him. And you know what I used? Cock and balls. I was like, there's no way it's going to make any adult laugh. Brandon busted that out, allegedly, last week on us, and I did it and got Toby right at the start. So I'm going to come up with something more creative, more clever, hopefully next time, but... While we're giving shout-outs to Triple T, let's also give a shout-out to the Deluxe Edition Network. And the podcast of the month is the Beard Law Show. It's us. It's us. We did it. November podcast of the month, us and Take on the World podcast. Make sure you go check out Take on the World podcast. I wouldn't check out us. We stink. And potentially, as Brandon said, nobody's going to watch this. Nobody's going to listen to this. It was just a slip. If you don't know, go watch this show a couple of weeks ago. It's all in good fun. But either way, obviously the name that we're dropping, Brandon J. McDermott, the one, the only, and Eubin Wackenoff, which somebody on the SWFFL never read his name. They didn't know that it was Eubin Wackenoff until it finally came out the other day. So fellas, obviously can't thank you enough for taking some time on Thursday, which the day of this recording is Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I've saved my appetite. I've starved myself for 17 minutes.
Don't forget to bring your gravy.
I had to recently start eating breakfast again. I was an intermittent faster, but apparently that helps gout flare-ups, and unless you're trying to get the gout. I know people are sick of it, but if anybody out there is fasting, careful. It can give you the gout as well. And also being highly addicted to freeze pops, probably... fuels that, a lot of that high fructose corn syrup or whatever. And then I went down this path where the wife was like, well, why don't we just make freeze pops and we can do juice and all that. And I'm like, yeah, see, that sounds terrible. Like, I don't want it to be like super healthy. I eat the freeze pops because I just love them. It's $2 at the store. You start making them, then you got to buy the molds to make them. And you got, I said, if we're just going to put juice in it, why don't we just drink the goddamn juice? She's like, oh, fair enough. All right, fair enough.
That's true.
You know what I usually do? I know this sounds terrible, but I buy the Go-Gurts and I freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I lie to my children and say, hey, do you want some ice cream? And they're like, yeah, I want ice cream.
That's just, we've done that move before as well. But it turns out I love ice cream, and there's a local shop around here that's throughout New York called Stewart's. and like award winning, which I think we should try to get passes to and go to the next ice cream award thing in at least New York. Maybe they'd even like be like, oh shit, Brandon J. McDermott, you've been whacking off. Yeah. You've been whacking off might not be as marketable for them, but if we say double Brandon, maybe we go there. Like how awesome. I've been thankful enough to be a judge at a beard contest. Imagine being a judge at an ice cream festival.
I would need lots of Imodium because just a couple bites of ice cream is going to make me shit my pants.
Same.
We'll just get you a bit. We'll sew two diapers, adult diapers together, and you'll just be good, man.
What was that? Give me some of those skit.
Yeah, give me some of those like dangly things you hang from your middle of your car that make you smell good so it doesn't stink too much.
Ooh, the air fresheners.
Yeah.
Did you know those were created an hour from me?
Really?
Watertown, New York. Yep. The home of the Little Tree air fresheners.
Okay. Big fan of little trees.
There you go. That's what was there. And I imagine having a bunch of little trees because we're in a legal state and then going to an ice cream festival. No, the one that we need to do, honestly, is Ottawa. No, it's a long ways from you and international. And some people have a passport now and potentially could get it. You can get over with a birth certificate and a license. But if you go to Canada, they have a poutine festival.
Ooh.
Dude, and it's fantastic. Ottawa's only 45 minutes from me, and it's the cleanest national capital you've ever been to. I don't know how many you've been to, but it's clean. It's wonderful. The bar scene's awesome. Canada's legal for like everything that you can imagine. So you get a little bit of the Canadian vitamins or whatever you may call it, devil's lettuce, Euban says, then go to a poutine festival.
You know, yeah. I'm pretty excited. That sounds like a hell of a trip. Some poutine is good.
Literally a week and a half ago, just got my passport.
You did? Hell yeah.
That's why people complain about how long it takes. I had it expedited and it took 5 weeks. That was it. So, I mean, people are like, it takes like 16 weeks. It took 5 weeks and I got here.
That's not bad.
Oh. Guys, what's today? Oh, at the time of the recording is the last day in Belleville, Ontario for the Belleville Poutine Fest. We missed it. But there's also one the 25th through the 28th. But there's also a big, big one in Canada, but it's awesome. There's food trucks everywhere at this one, the Poutine Fest Ontario.
Now, what is the difference between poutine and a horseshoe? Because I've been to Illinois, and they call them a horseshoe.
What's a horseshoe, then, I guess?
So it's a slab of, like, a chicken, fried chicken, I believe, like a big old piece of chicken, with French fries, gravy, or gravy, is it cheese? I can't remember. I think you can have it either way, but...
Okay.
They call them a horseshoe, and I thought
so.
That
poutine
was
is just French fries, cheese curd, and brown gravy.
Gotcha.
Which is amazing. Can I say something? I just googled this Illinois horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck whoever created crinkle fries. Crinkle fries are the worst fries in the world. The worst. And it's tough. I mean, they're potatoes. How can you be bad at it? But crinkle fries are awful.
I feel like it's an extra step that's not needed to take a cutting of a potato and put it into a crinkle form. Like, I've always wondered that, and I actually had a conversation I didn't want to Google, because that's kind of a thing. Like, I want to have free-flowing conversations with the family and some people without just rushing to Google and saying, well, this is how it was. But, like, the crinkle cut, like, obviously it's got to come from a machine, but I always wondered how they make the crinkle cuts and why is it needed, like...
You know them scissors you had in kindergarten that would make the wavy little lines compared to the other one? That's what they do. They have somebody over there just cutting just little strands of French fries. And I will mention, you say that's the worst French fry, and I have to disagree for one concept, because if you get a cold crinkle cut fry, it is still better than a cold potato wedge.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't consider potato wedge. I think potato wedges is literally the lazy man's version of, look, we cut this four times. This is one step below a baked potato. You know what I mean? or a home style potato. I don't know. Potato wedges are fucking awful. 100%. I agree with you. I don't care what kind of seasoning you put on them, how crunchy they are on the outside. They're fucking awful.
And that's, you know... Tater tots sometimes, hit or miss, kind of depends. You know, it has to be associated with the meal. You know what I mean? I feel like crinkle cut, you can almost go with anything. Tater tots are very specific to what you're getting. But I love me a good tater tot. As long as there's enough salt. Nobody's putting enough salt on these motherfuckers. I want my potatoes to be salty.
I hate to hijack the conversation, but I do want to make a little sidebar here, Matt and Euban. We talk about t-shirts. I had a saying when I was a younger man, and I don't say it much anymore for obvious reasons, but you brought up the term Euban, and it's hit or miss with the clitoris.
That needs to be on a TikTok shop. That has to be on there. I feel like that would be the next one that would go viral. So I just Googled real quick, and it's the first one. But I put in all types of French fries because I was just curious. You know, obviously there's the obvious ones, but then it came up with a potato tornado, which is a fair food, which apparently the spiral things.
Those are good.
So this culinarydepotinc.com sounds like a legit website, said, have you tried these 20 different types of French fries? I was like, okay, you got your traditional standard fries. Okay, you got your baked oven fries. Don't love them as much, you know what I mean? There's something about it. But then you had the poutine, sweet potato. Sweet potato fries, you either hate them or love them. I fucking hate them. Brandon, Euban hates them. Yeah. Brandon J., you a sweet potato guy?
No.
Hell yeah. That's why we're the three best friends. Check out Best Friends Gang Supply Company. Check them out. Great shirts, great hats, great people. Love those dudes. They've been throwing motivational quotes out that I've been throwing on the story as well. But then you got your sauteed French fries, waffle fries. I love a waffle fry if done right. A lot of places I feel like don't do them right. But you get a lot less for more. A little bang for your buck. I don't love them. I don't hate them. Let me throw it that way.
Ooh. Give me a good curly fry. Now I'm thinking Arby's.
That's the next one on the list. Curly fries, steak fries. I've cut them out of my life. I don't know. No, not enough restaurants do steak fries well. And to be honest, when you're cooking them at home, I don't know. Then Brandon's favorite, the crinkle fries.
I feel like steak fries have the same thing as like potato wedges. If they're not done right, they're kind of just soft in the middle and it's just too much potato gooey. Yeah.
Yeah. Tater tots they put down as fries. I didn't know that they were considered a fry, I guess, but it is a form of potato. How do you feel about that, Brandon J., the food daddy?
Tater tots? I mean, I'll allow it. I know you have others on the list that you want to mention, and I want to get to two of them specifically. But I'll
go for it.
So what do you guys think of the cottage fry?
I don't know if I know this.
I didn't know it either. I saw the picture. Once you see the picture, you'll know what it is.
Yeah, almost like a chip.
Yeah, it looks like
but thicker.
A little thicker, yep. And the cool thing about it is when they get fried, sometimes they bubble up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you get the crispy outside and still, not creamy or gooey, but starchy flavor in the middle, I guess. How about shoestring fries?
Oh, yes.
I don't hate those. I like those. They're the real, real thin ones, right?
Super crispy. Oh, yeah.
And now, Brandon, I know you're going to appreciate this one as well. A good old crispy round, a potato ole, if you must.
Oh yeah. So that's a far you've had those, Matt.
Yeah, so that's to be honest, the potato ole or that kind of triggered this. There's one that's called, I don't really know how to say it, P-A-T-A-T-J-E, patate or log.
Patate.
These fries, they look like, I guess it would be a standard fry, but they're served with mayonnaise and raw onions. But this saute sauce really makes them stand out. It's a sauce made from peanuts, turmeric, and ginger, among other ingredients. So more or less, it's some restaurants apparently add peanut butter for thickness. They're also known as war chips.
Interesting. You guys know I'm a sauce man. I love condiments. I love dips and things like that. So the two that I think are great potato-wise that you need a good thick sauce to, and I'm not just talking ketchup or mayonnaise, I'm talking like chunky cheese dip, waffle fries, and as you've been said, curly fries.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of, you said curly fries, you meant Arby's. I don't have an Arby's near me. So me going, if I go to a town or a city or something that has an Arby's, I'm making a stop. we played, yeah, hold on. We played basketball yesterday in a place that had an Arby's. So naturally, we go to the Arby's, and I pull in, and I was kind of pissed. And I said, you know, we're going to leave. We're not going to go. And the wife was like, come on, we're already here. I didn't realize they sell burgers now. And I don't really love the fact that Arby's sells burgers. It was kind of cool, though, because it was the Good Burger. Because I didn't even know they were coming out with Good Burger 2.
Yep.
I'm like, that's when you know some actors are really struggling for some money or something. If they're coming out with another Good Burger, don't hate the movie. But if they're remaking that, I mean, that seems like a little bit of a stretch. But we didn't get it, and I really wanted to. And the burger looked, I was like, I can't go to Arby's and get a goddamn burger. And I'm curious, I guess, your guys' thoughts. Because I was kind of pissed about it. I feel like it doesn't need to be. Like, that's not their place.
I went to Arby's to get their big game burger, which was about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. It was venison, and it was just, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great by any means.
I mean, I'm okay. That's a little bit different than, you know, it's a game burger. It's a venison burger. It's a little, I guess.
I've heard good things about the big, about the good burger. Have not tried it yet, but
it does look good. It does look good.
Looks like we have a guest here.
Yeah. Oh.
What's up?
Not much.
Live on the show. The Blur 46, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we have a call-in segment, and The Blur, or The Blur 46, called in. And what's up, dude? You got a question? You have an advertisement? You just coming in to say Brandon looks fantastic?
Who's Brandon? No, I'm kidding.
Never heard of him, right?
Nah, I figured I'd see what y'all was up to.
Actually, we're talking about Arby's and the fact that they have a burger now, which I don't overly love.
Blur doesn't like Arby's.
Oh.
Tell us why, buddy.
Yeah, I want to Because
I used to
this.
Work for them.
Oh, okay. Anything that you can tell us about Arby's without blasting Arby's too much to potentially get yourself in trouble? Because he used to potentially work for a Dairy Queen, and every once in a while you hear about some stuff that he went down in a freezer at a Dairy Queen, allegedly. statute of limitations, I think, can cover most of it, but I'd like some inside stuff on the Arby's, but don't ruin it, because I do.
Well, this will probably ruin it, though.
Okay, fair enough. I'm gonna
most of their stuff is microwaved.
Okay. I mean, to like thaw.
Yeah,
like
the meats and stuff like that.
Tell us about those meats that roast.
It's like a big old meat wad.
Is it like you go to a delicatessen and you get roast beef sliced up? It's like that.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of like that. It's roasted in there in the oven and stuff, and they take it out and use it on a slicer, and it sits there for I don't know how long.
But from what I was hearing from you, it's shaped like a meat, but it's not an actual meat. It's like a meat slurry that they.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Peel.
Yeah,
and slice.
Pretty much. Just a big old wad.
and listen, I eat bologna, I eat pastrami, I mean, all that kind of smoked meats are turned into a slurry before being dried and aged and all that stuff. So they don't bother me now. But
yeah, I thought it was pretty cool when I first started there.
What's your take on them selling?
I don't know. That's pretty crazy. I'm wondering how they cook them because they never had a grill when I worked there.
I was wondering the same thing because now obviously they're doing the good burger. You know, thing, which obviously, you know, that's pretty cool. And I'm not going to lie to you. If I was the manager of said Arby's or I went there, I would be like, all right, listen here. Every time somebody orders it or just for while the promotion's gone, you should be answering the drive-thru. Welcome to Arby's, home of the good burger. Can I take your order? And just have some fun with it. Like, I know they're not getting a cut of the movie royalties, but hey, you're marketing.
They should.
Have some fun. They should, right? Although, I'm not a drive-through Arby's guy, because for whatever reason, maybe it's just me, and I'm curious your guys' take. It takes fucking forever. It could be the longest drive-through ever.
God, we've had it all the way around the damn store.
Is it because you're taking the microwave meat?
And pretty much trying to get it all set up and everything. Just all the stuff.
I mean, it's a good presentation.
What was your...
Arby's does...
Go ahead.
I would say Arby's has like one of the best advertising teams though, because for the longest time, like on Facebook and everything else, they were legit. And did they ever buy Subway? I know they bought Buffalo Wild Wings and they were looking to buy Subway.
I think they did.
And I'm sitting there going, how the fuck does Arby's have all this goddamn money?
Yeah, the same owner, Rourke Capital, they acquired Subway for $9.6 billion, according to WNKY.com.
So I have something I want to say, but before I do that, I want to ask Blur, what was your least favorite thing to cook?
To cook?
Or prepare? To prepare at Arby's.
I can't remember.
And while you're thinking about that, what is one item you would steer clear of as somebody who's worked in that kitchen?
Okay, cooking-wise, there wasn't really nothing that was really too hard as far as that goes. Some of the specialty things that they come out with took a while. you know, as far as that went and how they wanted them ordered and everything else and switch stuff up and all that. Steering clear. There was a, I think it was one of the roast beef sandwiches that they fixed that was specialty. Normally when I would eat it, it would throw me on the toilet like right directly after that. I cannot remember the sandwich though.
Hey, I can relate to that, and so can Euban with the old IBS. And that's one thing that I try to do too. If I'm going to eat in a restaurant, I go in there. I'm going to wash my hands anyways, but me washing my hands is scoping out the shitter. And if it's like, all right, this is a decent one, then I'm going to eat in. And if I'm taking it back to go, it's like, oh, your bathroom is pretty rough right now, and even I won't go in it. And I pooped in some weird places.
How much did you hate people that ordered your mocha shakes?
I actually drank them quite a bit, so it didn't really bother me.
I feel like they changed the recipe since when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think they have.
Yeah.
Bring back the 5 for 5. Is that the reason why you quit? Because I would too. If they said, hey, we're no longer doing the 5 for 5, I would have threw my fucking apron and said, fuck this place.
You know the deal that they come out with? What is it? They sell the roast beef sandwiches for, what was it, like $1 or something like that? I can't remember what it was. That was the day that I quit.
Oh. But they had to Euban's point, they had the 5 for $5.95. And then most recently they had the what, like 2 for $7 for the like roast beef or something like that?
They
which
do.
Wasn't bad.
And now if you use the app, I'm a big advocate for using the mobile app. There's a 2 can dine for $9.99 where you can get 2 little combo meals for $9.99. Or if you like to eat, guess what? I got 2 small drinks, 2 small curly fries, and 2 sandwiches for $10.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn.
They also had the happy hour from 2 to 5. So you can get a small fry, cookies, 4-piece, something else, and whatever. They're $1.49.
Well,
sliders.
The point I was going to make here was this. Was when you go to McDonald's now, you guys been to McDonald's in the last month or so? What is the first thing they say to you in the drive-thru? Is this a mobile app order?
Yes.
They're pushing you to use the app because I think this is just my conspiracy. They're recognizing and realizing that the market has changed. We talked about this last week. Food is going up. But if you use our mobile order and our mobile app, you're going to save time. Hopefully, well, I didn't last time. But you're also going to save some money in doing so. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be coming back more and more and more. That's their, I think what they're McDonald's has always been smart at that, but yeah, they're from the top down, they're being pushed to do that. So my question for all of you guys, Blur included, is one of my favorite things to do if I have time, especially when I was a bachelor, is to drive to Arby's and get curly fries. Who doesn't love those? And then drive to Taco John's and get their cheese sauce. So my point is there somewhere you go or something you like, you have to go to 2 fast food restaurants to get it, but you need them together, items.
Mm. We'll let Blur go first, seeing how he's our call-in special guest. See, I'm not a fast food guy, so for me, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a sucker for Taco Bell, even though I just read an article that it's like, one of you guys said that it's like the 3rd unhealthiest fast food place, apparently, out of the, they went through all the fast food, and Taco Bell was like the 3rd worst for you. I was like, son of a bitch. I think we talked about it on Triple T. So, I mean, it'd be hard to, I guess, pair something. But if I'm going to do that, I'm gonna get either Arby's fries, hypothetical situation if I had an Arby's, probably Arby's fries, and maybe like a Five Guys milkshake or something.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of their milkshakes. They got some good shakes. And you know what? If I'm there, maybe I get their fries too. I like the home-cut fries. Still not going to order a burger from Five Guys because I got fucking sick from those guys, so... Sick.
So while other people are thinking about this, unless you have an answer, Euban.
I was anything with Taco John's cheese sauce. But I know that the one thing that I did try was a Dairy Queen chicken strip in their Taco John's cheese sauce, and it was fucking phenomenal.
That's good. Why when I was saying when KFC, was it KFC and Taco Bell combined? Who was it?
Yeah, they're Yum Brands.
Dude, they should have more of those, and they should do like a crossover and do like a two-piece chicken meal with 2 soft-shell tacos or some shit like that. Oh, I'd fuck some shit up.
They used to have like
babies left and right to get to the front of that line.
We used to have a Pizza Hut Taco Bell combo which was awesome because you can get like the little pan pizza with like a volcano taco, and it was dope. Loved it.
Hear me out.
The weird one that was like an hour away in a small town was an A&W, which we don't have a lot of those around here, but with the Long John Silvers.
Wow.
Hmm.
Very weird. The smell in that place could have been nauseating.
That's what that sounds like. It smells like it. Hear me out, though. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. You get a personal pan pizza from Taco Bell or from Pizza Hut. You put a Crunchwrap Supreme right on top of that bitch. You can get a slice of
it. Or but what about pairing... Yeah, Mexican pizza. Yeah. Hmm.
That's interesting.
I'm sorry this always goes back to food, boys.
God. I got to start eating before I hop on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really want some Taco John's nacho cheese. I would bathe in that. Did I ever tell you guys that I always talk to people about how I love that cheese. And I'm like, oh, I would drink a large cup of that if I could. They're like, no, you fucking wouldn't. Like, you wouldn't even drink a small. And I was like, let's get 3 small cups of this. First one to finish it wins. I think it was just bragging rights at that point. We didn't even choose an award or anything. So I went to Taco John's. I'm like, hey, I need 3 small cups full of your cheese. How much is that going to run me? And they're like, oh, like $5. I'm like, that's a steal. Sweet. Yeah, let's get that.
That's better than a fucking store.
Yeah, I was like, you can't even get a burrito under $5 over there anymore. But I drank it, I think, under an hour. And I'm just sitting there. And it was scalding hot. But I'm just saying, I love their cheese. And I'm sitting there, and after I got done, I'm scooping the straw up and just laughing. And they're like, nobody else got past a quarter of it. And they're like, holy shit. And I'm like, you guys gonna finish your cheese? And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They're like, your heart is going to stop before you leave for work today. And I'm like, if this is the way that I go, so be it. This is I can think of no better way.
That Taco John's fucking cheese is the hottest cheese on the fucking planet.
If you spill just a little bit on your pants and you got some thin pants on, you're like, holy shit. It's so hot. Especially because I'm a fucking fiend. If I got some potato Olays, it ain't one at a time. I've got 3 or 4 of them motherfuckers in like a claw-shaped formation, and I'm scooping cheese. It's in my beard. It's on my shirt. You know, I come home and my wife's like, somebody had Taco John's. I'm like, look, I'm fucking wearing it. Worth it. Badge of honor. Shit was delicious. $13 for 3 items, but it was good.
But it was nothing. People talk shit about Taco Bell. Taco John's runs through me. It's not Taco Bell that runs through me. It's Taco John's that does that. That'll put you on the toilet quick.
That needs to be.
Oh, yeah. It's something like, it's almost like their Chipotle, like red sauce. Something about it, when it passes through you, you know how you're like, oh, a hot fart is always the stinkiest. These are hot shits. I mean, just boiling lava. If you have a hemorrhoid, this shit will burn it off.
I was talking to Blur yesterday because this is what boys do, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, you know, when it burns, it's going to stink.
mm-hmm. Speaking of burning, Arby's has this new, well, new to me again. I don't get there much, but it's like a pepper sauce. That's how they market it. It is fantastic. Arby's, your sauces. I mean, they got the sauces. I mean, is there any inside scoop on the sauces? Like, is there anything weird about that that's going to. You don't have to, like, obviously, for me, the Arby's sauce became less appealing and exciting because these guys told me that you could just buy it by the bottle in Walmart. So I did, and now it's like, I can have Arby's sauce whenever I want. Not as exciting, but that pepper sauce, goddamn, was it fantastic.
Goddamn. I want to point out, and sorry to cut you off, Blur, unless you have something interesting to say about horsey sauce. I want to point out... One time I took 3 packets of it.
One time I call bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Prove it.
You know, one time you find out how magical it is. There's no going back. Fuck, you got me losing my point over here. Fucking thinking about
the finish.
Think about long strokes and horsey sauce. you're talking about the pepper sauce. That's like it's a very sweet sauce. Now, did you guys try the Mambo or the other sauce that McDonald's had?
Mm-hmm. No, I saw that they had the 2 different sauces for their nuggets. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying this. It was a good try. You fucking missed out, dude. It was fucking the best thing McDonald's has done in a long time.
Damn it.
And I don't know if they still have it because it's not available where I'm at right now on the app. It shows them, but they're all grayed out. But one of them was like a pepper jelly. And it was like a jelly consistency, gelatinous, you know, like you would put on toast. It was sweet, and it was spicy, but it wasn't like kick your ass spicy. It was so good. And the other one was an actual spicy sauce, but it was good too. So if you guys get a chance.
Yeah, because I saw that it was a pink and purple sauce. I always saw it every time I was ordering the kids' Happy Meals. I don't know if you guys can hear that rooster, but he's outside. He must know I'm recording. He is lying outside this
morning. Yeah, the rooster. All right, Blur, before we let you go, can you tell us the wildest, craziest story that you can think of that either involved Arby's or just anything that you want to share with us? Brandon thinks that there's a story that you should share by the nod of it. Ooh, before it was a TikTok trend, right? To throw ice cream and sandwiches at people. So Blur started that trend where you get mad at a coworker at a fast food place and smack them in the face with it. So what did the coworker do to piss you off? Well, that's one way. That was the same day you quit. And that guy. Oh, I was gonna say that guy probably still works there, right? But he quit too, huh? Jesus. So how many people quit that day? God damn. And what do they do when they quit? Like, you just quit in the middle of a shift. Do they have to call people in, or are they just like, hey, well, you know, it's the craziest day of the year. We're selling these $1 sandwiches. The drive-thru is going to be from here to the next McDonald's. No shit. Wow, that's wild.
I got one question to you before we let you go as well. The one thing that I did try from Arby's, and I wanted to see if you ever made it. I know they have secret menu items. The Meat Mountain. Did you ever have to make one of those bad boys? Yeah, dude, it was surprisingly really good. The only thing I would suggest, some Taco John's cheese sauce.
What is it? What is it? I've never had one or heard of
it. Oh, go ahead. I'll let Blur explain it.
So define all the meats. Turkey, roast beef.
Chicken. Like the
so
chicken
now,
strip.
Now if you order it, do they throw a burger on there? Do they have to? Throw that with a little bit of the, because I'm assuming, I don't know what the good burger sauce is, and assuming obviously you don't, you know, still work, like, do you guys have an idea what the good burger sauce is? I saw, obviously there's pickles, there's a special sauce. you know it. It's not the salty. Not the Brandon mixture of horsey sauce and baby batter, but... yeah, like I said, I don't know what that is, but... All right, you guys have anything else for our first? You're the first one, and we always remember the first that have came in here. So not only do we appreciate it, but obviously come back next week. Tell anybody. Know what we need to do if you're still in contact with the other guy that quit? I want to hear his story of you throwing the sandwich at him and why he quit the same day as you. And right, wouldn't it? You know what? We could bring in two our ex Arby's employees and have them have a beef. Ba-dum-chow. Duke it out. But all right, man. No, I appreciate it. What I'm going to do too is if you want to come backstage and watch the rest of us just talk or whatever because you're bored, I'll send you the link to the backstage to be able to hang out to your Instagram. Cool. Yeah, like I said, if you want to, you're more than welcome. If not, we appreciate you popping in. And if you guys want, check them out, TheBlur46. On the social medias. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, dude.
Right. Later, man. All right. That was exciting. Super exciting. First call-in guest, and we couldn't have had a better one. Arby's. And the conversation fit. It was like we planned it, and we didn't. That's the beauty of it. And again, if anybody else wants to call in, there is a link in, obviously, my description. We've been sharing it on the socials. We've been doing all this stuff. I'm going to actually...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I even got live on TikTok the other day for the very first time in a very long time, and it got shut down for a little bit because apparently you are not allowed... I was smoking a cigar, an actual cigar, like a really good one. And as I was talking, for whatever reason, I wasn't paying attention and it went out. So I wasn't paying attention, sparked the cigar on there and it went, pew.
It's the lighter.
Yep.
It's the flame itself. Yep.
Yep. And it was only, you know, Brandon, you get the good one and it's just like the little torch. It just, and it was good. And I was on there actually with Grim, and Grim was like, oh, I don't think you could do that. And I'm like, oh, nope, guess not.
Damn.
Live and learn.
I just wanted to show you boys this real quick. The two sauce. God damn it.
The Mambo sauce
and sweet and spicy jam. They're currently unavailable where I'm at. So,
So I'm going to double check. Well,
that's on the app itself. You just go to condiments.
I'm a raw dog fan myself. Oh, condiments.
Why has anybody ever tried to put out a rubber brand called Condiments? I mean, you know, you got the condiments. Why not have a brand or something called Condiments? I think that would be...
We say this every single week, but goddamn, another million-dollar idea.
Yeah, I don't exactly know how to make rubbers, and I have a 3D printer, and so does Euban, but you can't 3D print those. But Condiments. And I'm not going to Google it either. I don't feel like that showing up on my search history.
Yes. Condom-shaped mints. Condiments, yes.
Oh, it is a thing?
It is a thing, yes. There's also a mint tingle on these condoms.
Interesting.
Don't know if you would want to feel that.
I don't think so either. So would you rather have the mint tingle or the horsey sauce tingle? Because neither of them are going to feel great.
I once dated a girl, and you guys watched the cartoon Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just say, after I dated her, we named her Patty Mayonnaise.
Oh.
Somebody skeet her. Skeet.
That is funny. All right. So sorry, I was looking at my phone as well. I know you've been trying to see if the sauce is available. I'm putting, not that anybody cares, on the Instagram story to see if anybody else wants to call. And that was fun. And I think as this potentially grows a little bit more, I think it could be fun too, just to potentially mess with some people or get some. Like I didn't know about that sandwich, the kind of secret menu. Euban did it, but I didn't know about that. And it's just kind of cool to hear a story and be able to have some other people kind of share a story. And you know, especially with the old the Arby's, it just fit. We were talking about Arby's.
Arby's needs to throw us some. Back in the early TikTok days, they used to send people like these big old merchandising kits, and it was a jumpsuit made of all their meats, and they called it the meat sweat, and it was just fucking awesome. And I want that. I want a pair of those meat sweats.
But let's make it happen.
You should look up a picture of the Arby's Meat Mountain if you have. I used to have a video of it, and I had the Rocky theme played in the background. Dude, I kid you not, it was stacked so fucking high. Where even I had to cut it in half just to try to even like eat it all at the same time, but surprisingly, one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Was it the Meat Mountain?
Yep, they called it the Meat Mountain.
And oh, that is,
dude,
aggressive.
I'm telling you, it's like it was just like a legendary thing. We just kept saying like, "Hey, we're gonna go to the Meat Mountain. Like, we're gonna get one. We're gonna get one." So we there was two Arby's in town. The first one didn't have it. The truck stop one did. I'm like, leave it to the old trucker saving this country.
Look at that.
Dude, I'm telling you, and that's the only thing is, though, is there's no actual sauce, right? So it's very, very dry. There's just the slice of cheese. So some melted cheese would go, I mean, the extra mile on this thing.
They didn't throw bacon. Wow.
Yeah, so every meat that they have.
One of the sandwiches I miss the most from fast food, it's very simple. It was just a chicken cordon bleu from Arby's. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
The cheese, that chicken patty, that fucking ham on top.
The Reuben slaps, too.
With the Arby sauce. Oh, fuck.
See, and then you got people asking for the McRib. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's not a huge fan of that by any means, the McRib. I mean, I'd fuck with it, I think, with some extra pickles if in a bind, but
I'll give you an extra pickle.
Ooh, all right, big boy. I did love that the shirts that they had at RB said, every day is a fry day. I thought that was pretty good to give them some more of their marketing tips. But we need to get that shirt that you were talking about, Brandon, and we need to get that on there for you. That's how you make, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands on a TikTok shop like some of these people. I don't want to bring this up again, but how are these people getting away with this shit still? There are so many people selling shit that I can't imagine have rights to, and they are making a ton of money. Like the pickle, the Bush Light shirts, you know, stuff like that. Like, they can't have rights to that. I mean, are they getting cease and desist letters and they're just going to be like, stop selling and you're good? Like, that one girl with the pickles has sold even, what, 50,000 shirts? That's a pretty good amount of profit. You know what I mean?
The, I think a t-shirt that would do well, but we might also get sued from, you know, Kibbles and Bits. Again, do the nibbles and clits.
Kibbles and tits.
It'd be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, or if
an arrow up, and it says nibbles the clits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was another guy.
Stupid.
The Justin there. Did you know that guy? Dangerly. That guy. Yes. He sells those shirts with celebs' faces. You know what I mean? Just the actual celebrity, and then just goes like, you know, like, what was it? Owen Wilson, and it says Nirvana or something like that. And it's like, even stuff like that, like, you would have to imagine. And then I randomly get on one of the accounts, you'll get a lot of like Disney stuff. And I've heard Disney's very protective of their shit. All these people selling thousands and thousands of shirts with like Mickey or Minnie. And I'm like, God damn it. You know what I mean? Like, I post I'll stitch or duet a video and my whole entire brand gets shut down. These guys are making tons of money. Yeah. Off other brands, it would be my luck that I would try to sell something like that and get shut down.
Well, this is where, I mean, like, you're starting to like understand why Uncle Sam wants to put his hand in the pot too and make sure, hey, wait a minute, these guys are making money. Well, there's money to be made. There's money to be made, you know? Mm-hmm. So, good, right, bad, good, otherwise, I don't know. But there's definitely a lot. It feels like the Wild West still with social media creation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, we don't know really what's what. Kind of like the NIL deal with college football and college athletes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these creators are going to have a rude awakening, too, when they get their tax forms. And, like, all of a sudden this person made, like, I know that one person sold around 50, I think it was 50,000 shirts, right? And then all of a sudden, if you sold them at $40, that's, what, $2 million. And then all of a sudden you got to pay this tax and this tax and this tax.
And you sold them through TikTok, which 1099 recognizes it and reports it to the government. And where's this money at, buddy, old pal?
Mm-hmm. Smart enough. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, let's you know, if you have a business that's what you're doing, hopefully you are smart enough. But that's another thing, kind of like you mentioned, the Wild Wild West is TikTok shop. I mean, you are getting people that are spending a lot of money, and TikTok is eating a lot of this money. There has to be something in those user agreements when you sign up to something that's going to end up coming back in TikTok's favor. I'd have to imagine. I mean, they are shelling out millions in granted, they're making a lot of money. But I mean, like I said, like, and I know you guys sell the candles and stuff on there. So you guys can attest to this. I mean, next thing you know, it's free for these 10 people and TikTok's still paying you full retail price. You know what I mean? Like, it works out for everybody. But if something's too good to be true, it has to be too good to be true, right?
You would think. I mean, a lot of these, too, I know, like, these coupons are just, like, one-time use coupons. So they're just trying to get people just to utilize a shop and see how convenient it is, as, you know, comparable to Amazon or Walmart or whatever. But I don't know, man. It's like you said, it almost seems too good to be true on some of these things. And I'm just tired of seeing nothing but TikTok shop. I know it's the holiday season, everybody's shopping, but that is all you're seeing anymore. Every single thing says eligible for commission, eligible for commission. And I'm like, oh my, feels like it's not TikTok anymore. It's QVC.
100%. You know, and kind of when Amazon Live first started doing their QVC style, you know, and it was, you know, it was a select few, and I was thankful to be a part of that. And I'm not going to lie to you, it was very profitable for the brands and the creators. And I talked to my buddy who was still into the Amazon Live game, and he's like, they don't feature you, they don't do this, they don't do this, and it's all but dead, but they made a ton of money. And then they opened it up to any creator, and every single person was on there doing very weird, cringy, like promotional stuff. And then they locked it down, made it more serious, got some people out of there. But unless you're like a celebrity or a very big name, they don't show you. And it's crazy, honestly, man. And the reason I say that is because there's potentially a very good brand that we love and potentially make our beards better that's going to go live on Amazon any day now. Ooh. So that's going to be very, very good for the brand. And you know, and they're looking at it too about potentially going live, and they were, you know, asking some questions and stuff. And I'm like, it's cool and all, but I don't, it's cringy. And like you said, the whole TikTok thing is, it's out of control. It's ruining the app, I think, for a lot of people. But then again, there's a lot of people that are just on there to buy stuff, you know?
I just wish the algorithm would fix it. Like, hey, this guy has not bought anything from our TikTok shop in 3 months. We should probably stop pitching him shit. He's certainly not going to buy anything anytime soon.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
No. Thankfully, though, most of my accounts, I'm not seeing a ton of that. I'm on this weird music talk where it's just all of these bearded musicians just sitting there creating country-ish songs. It's just not. And I'm like, some of them are pretty good. And that's when I randomly saw Johnny Cash's eldest, whatever that we talked about already. Like, I randomly stumbled upon him, listened to some of his other music, and I'm like, good, it's not for me, but
see, that's how it happens, Juban. You know, they keep sending these pictures of dicks, and soon enough, he's gonna want them.
You know, I have a sultry voice like Johnny Cash as well, so is that what it is? It's just not a good environment.
Oh, here we go. Yep, you know. By the looks of it, and all of the orbs that are flying around in your background, Johnny Cash could be at your facility. Did you buy like his ashes or something?
Yeah, it was a sweet deal, honestly, on eBay. I didn't think it was legit at first.
TikTok shop?
Maybe it was a TikTok shop. That's what it was. In the Louisiana Bayou. Witch doctor sold it to me. It was pretty sweet. Good deal. Two for one. The other one, though, was Robert E. Lee. Keep that one in the back. Yeah. I don't even know why that name pulled out.
I was wondering, like, how did your brain train pull out Robert E. Lee?
I went Louisiana, the South. He has the same birthday as me.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. You learned something. Now, everyone, if you Google it, you'll know my birthday.
Oh, there we go. How many people are going to listen to this and actually Google Robert E. Lee's birthday?
You know what, though? Whenever you go to look at him and it says trending, who's going to look silly now?
Mm. Still you.
Everyone's going to be like, God damn, we're going to have to put a statue back up.
So this has nothing to do with Robert E. Lee or something, but this just popped in my brain because I was listening to some kind of podcast. I forget which one it is. Shocker, right? And they were talking about Victoria's Secrets. And I'm like, oh, okay. Victoria's Secrets. If you've never heard of Victoria's Secrets, whatever. They sell a lot of clothing that most of us as teenagers would love to have seen on somebody. And to be honest, as we get older, you probably still want to see it on some people. And they were always known as having like gorgeous models, gorgeous advertising. You walk by the store and you're going to the store, you're a pervert or you're either with somebody, which is okay. And, you know, probably the store that probably gives awkward blood flow issues to males as they walk by and awkwardly see it. And they went through this kind of phase where they had Down syndrome models, I guess. I didn't know that was a thing. And like, not making fun of it, but this podcast was like more or less saying how it was really, in their opinion, awkward that they were having Down syndrome models be Victoria's Secret models when most of the people with Down syndrome have an age that's much younger. And they thought they went that route with the whole Victoria's Secrets. But apparently now they're going with larger models, like big women. And they were like, cool. I guess it's relatable, but they were like, why in the fuck don't you just have the smoking hot people be Victoria's Secret? You've had a model, model pun intended, but you've had a business thing that worked for decades with super hot chicks. And now with the internet and all of these Instagram, OnlyFans creators, you can get probably super hot females for very cheap to wear your stuff.
It's granted, I don't know if that's what it is, but do you remember the Jax Wright songs? The TikTok artist who wrote a song talking about how Victoria's Secret pretty much body shames women and has unrealistic expectations. It was created by a man, yada, yada, you know what I mean? So maybe that's the approach, because I know that the CEO of the company reached out and said that they would do better by being more inclusive. So maybe that's the reason why.
But aren't there other and
culture?
I get it, but aren't there other brands specifically? And like this isn't body. I mean, look at us. None of us are here to body shame or talk shit. One, we're not female. Two, we're all pretty husky. You know, this is strictly a couple of dudes having a fun conversation. But I mean, isn't there certain brands? Like Lizzo has a brand that is specifically designed for bigger women, and the clothing is actually for bigger women, like by bigger women for bigger women. Like, I feel like there's a lot of brands like that, and Victoria's Secret, like, I guess they're trying to get into that share, but at this point, it's 2023 and all the body shaming. And that, like, unfortunately, like, granted, yes, what percentage of the world, 1% of the world are gonna be runway models? They're gonna be Victoria's Secret. Like, it is what it is. 1% or less are gonna be professional athletes, too. I'm still gonna rock Nikes. I'm still gonna rock sporting apparel. I know I'm not gonna be an athlete. Like, so what if you can't be a model or a Victoria's Secret model? Like, there's plenty of other things to do in life.
Absolutely. And I know you mentioned, like, walking by Victoria's Secret, like, how it's always kind of uncomfy. You know what I mean? Because even if you just look, you're like, oh, cool, those pink ones. Like, why is that guy looking in here right now? It's like, oh, fuck, I just got ADHD. I was hyper-focused on that model.
Who's this fucking creep?
You know what I mean? And so just whenever you walk by, you're just like, and then you're like, that guy's awkwardly not making eye contact. He's a fucking creep. You're like, what do I do? What the fuck? He just walked straight and he didn't even blink. Look at this weirdo. You know what I mean? There's no easy way to walk around Victoria's Secret other than actually getting back into your car and going to a different entrance.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a fun social media account? Awkward interactions at a Victoria's Secret. Like, just recording how awkward people are walking by or how awkward people are in there. I mean, you have to know if you're an employee there. And next thing you know, like, a teenager walks in, you know what I mean? Like a teenage boy maybe trying to do it, like, hey, I want to buy something for my girlfriend or something like that. And just how awkward that interaction truly has to be with an employee. Because I've never been in one, admittingly. Like, I've walked by a million of them, had that awkward look. Are the employees at Victoria's Secrets, like, are they fairly good looking people as well? Or do they just hire whoever? Like, I'm asking because I don't know.
It's been a long time since I've been in one, so I honestly couldn't tell you. Usually it's
You're a married man too, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, we're talking about a store.
Yes.
And like we mentioned earlier too, with the online shopping as well, just, I mean, I think our mall now probably has, that was a big one.
That was really big.
That was a big, yep. That was Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. That was a plus size model that from back in the day. Remember you bought that poster? There must be residual something. I'm trying to throw out ghost hunting words, and it's just not working for me. So, sorry.
I forgot what the fuck we were talking about before that.
You were talking about buying women's thongs online.
Oh, yeah, for myself. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I still need to buy a banana hammock. Have you found one yet for your shop so I can get one? I am due. I have to buy one.
No, but I did see the other day, shocker again, I was watching a thing. It was Bert Kreischer's show. Something's Burning, where he has celebrities and stuff come in and he kind of like hangs out with them. They cook food, they chat or whatever. He had, I think like a comedian or an actor. I can't remember the guy's name. And then he had a musician. I forget the guy's name as well. Great story, Matt. But he had him there and he was having them do spray tans at his house. Oh. He brought in the person, they were doing spray tans. And when Bert went to go do his spray tan, he actually wore a Speedo. And on the Speedo, on the junk part, was a big banana. It was a green Speedo with a banana on the wiener part. And I was like, well, I didn't find a banana hammock, but maybe Euban can buy the same kind of speedo to wear that. You at what point in life would you have to be to turn into a speedo guy? Like, is there any point in your life where you're gonna be like, you know what? I could awkwardly go to this pool party, or I could awkwardly go to a beach and just rock a speedo and not give a shit. I'm not there in life.
You know, I think I'd have to get rid of my tits first before I'd even feel comfortable enough to rock the speedo. I don't know. Cause I mean, I feel like already with swimming trunks alone, if I'm like going to the beach, if I'm doing any activities, it's already trying to form into a thong if I'm just my ass already eating the swimming trunks. So if it's a speedo, there's not much material left to actually cover anything. I feel like it's gonna get sucked up right in there.
No. I mean, I'm like a crossover between a beached whale and like a, what are those long tusked?
Oh, a walrus.
Walrus. Like, you ever seen them like fart and bark and stuff? Like, that's literally me. Luckily, my wife is nice enough that she bought me a swimming shirt. So it's got like, it doesn't get too heavy when it's wet. Mm-hmm. So you can swim in it. And it's like a cutoff. So it's not like long sleeve. So I can be a fat man in that instead of having to walk around with my gut and tits hanging out.
So it's more of a body thing for you why you wouldn't wear a speedo, not because of the comfort or whatever. Like, you don't want to look inappropriate. And the reason I'm saying that is because I feel like there's never been a better time for Americans to rock speedos. I mean, you're seeing really big guys like Burt Kreischer and all this. So for me, when we were growing up, you know what I mean? I never would rarely see somebody, but if we took a vacation and you're seeing guys in speedos walking down the beach, most of the time they weren't from America. They were from like Europe or European, where it's more acceptable there. Now you go on vacation or by a pool, you're seeing a lot more guys. You know, maybe they're not straight guys, but either way, you know, they're guys and they're rocking speedos. There's a ton of people that rock them now. Big guys, all body types.
Go ahead, Brandon. Sorry.
You wouldn't want to see me in a speedo, my dude. I've got tree trunks for legs. And like, if you're seeing me walk away from you, you're just looking at the black forest, man. It's like, it's nothing but hair all the way up my legs into the abyss.
Now, when you say tree trunks for legs, are we talking about all three?
No.
Not
even a little bit. But as a married man, who cares? It's still getting wet, you know?
That's right. That's
A sapling, you cut a sapling down, it's still considered a tree trunk, right? I mean.
Hey, Little Roots held on to Chris Farley and Tommy Boy for quite some time before he gave up. So, you know, that's the amount of time I need to last. I think, too, it back to the speedo thing, it depends on what kind of underwear I think you're rocking on a typical basis, because I'm not a tidy whitey guy. You know, I'm not a brief, you know, or I'm a boxer brief. You know, that's kind of what I like to rock. So anything smaller looks like boys underwear, like little kids underwear to me. So a speedo kind of looks like you're rocking kids swimwear. Not a fan.
Boxer briefs is where I'm at too. It's confined, but I feel like I'm loose enough to let the juice out, you know? Yeah, I don't mean that in a weird way.
No,
I can't do boxers because literally I'm too constricted, and I've ripped so many pairs of boxers. Because boxers are so like, you like put your leg up in a way it's not supposed to go. It's like, for me.
It's an elastic, they're like curtains. It's an elastic band around your waist and just fabric dangling down with boxers. But those were a thing. They made a lot of money, and people were rocking boxers for whatever reason, because they didn't want to rock tighty whities, whether they didn't want to look like an adult figure, whether like a dad or an uncle or something. I mean, a lot of us have been scarred. All of a sudden you see uncle or a dad or whatever, just, and you're like, why the fuck are you in those tighty?
But I'll tell you what, as a big man, that's hairy, like I assume most of us. And if you're not, that's okay too. The great thing about boxer briefs versus boxers is boxer briefs tend to be made of mostly cotton, and cotton is such an absorbent material to where it soaks in most of your sweat and most of your stank. Boxers don't. It let you if you stank, boxers are going to take some of it, but it's going everywhere. And boxer briefs, at least for, you know, because you're wearing them for a day, God bless you. If you're wearing them for longer than that, we need to have a conversation. But you know, you take them up, you ball them up, you throw them into a place where nobody in their right mind would ever look. Until you wash them, of course. But boxers were awful for that. It's just, and never, God, if you have polyester, oh Lord, that is the worst. Yeah, polyester does not hold in anything. It lets it all out.
What about silk? Remember silk boxers were a thing?
Oh,
That. I've never owned a pair. Will never.
I did, and I just had a half chub the entire time because it just felt great.
I just made a decision. I think by the time where my kids are old enough to start like kind of seriously dating, you know, as they do, you know, 16, 17, 18 or whatever, like through school, that's when I'm going to become a Speedo guy. They have the boyfriends over and they want to go swimming. They want to hang out. And here comes me and be like, sup, kid.
Walking off the room, eating a bowl of cereal.
I'm like, what's up?
What's up,
what are you? What are you talking about? Speedo, it's socially acceptable now in America. What are you talking about? And you're embarrassing me. Good. Keep this punk away from you.
This is my house. I pay the mortgage.
Get the Borat singlet thing or whatever. And they're just called you like the bearded Borat.
See, I don't know what would be more intimidating though. Like if I was like, all right, they're going to be seriously dating in a couple of years and then just like seriously get into shape and wearing a Speedo or just being the normal, just dad bod Speedo. I almost think the dad bod Speedo is the better move. Than the jacked, because I'm not gonna put in the time to be jacked. I'm sure you can buy steroids and shit these days pretty easily. Like I think it's or just start boosting the T. But it seems like
is
a lot of work.
Easily a word?
I don't know. It sounded like it should be.
If I'm gonna steal it, that's
feasibly. Is that a word, Brandon?
What's that?
Feasibly.
Yeah, feasibly is a word.
Oh, I thought you said easily.
Oh, feasibly.
Like, okay, sorry. Easily. I was like. I know easily is a word. I was like, easily. I haven't heard of that one.
Let's make it a thing. Oh, it just hit me. Sorry, not to go back, but it was Young Gravy. Young Gravy was the musician that Burt Kreischer had on the show.
Love Young Gravy.
Young Gravy, and the other guy was Trevor Wallace.
Young Gravy's a good dude.
Trevor's funny, too.
He's reached out to me several times to do promotional videos for his songs that he's releasing. And not like... we got each other's numbers. It's just through TikTok. But he says, I got to get you to a show and show you the real gravy experience. I'm like, sir, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but I like it.
I love gravy.
I swear to God, if you do get the opportunity to see Gravy, and it's probably going to be at like Omaha or something like that, I will drive the 2 hours to go see fucking some Young Gravy. He was in Kansas City last year, and I had to miss it because my truck broke down.
Well, I like middle-aged bitches, so you know.
Oh, I'm a MILF hunter in my own rights.
We should come up with some kind of MILF style shirt that nobody's came up with. We got some creative brains. That's going to be, you know what I mean? The teenagers say that they're into MILFs, even though, let's be honest, when they're these 18, 19-year-old college kids that say they're into the older moms, I randomly stumbled upon some kind of account where it was like a 40, 50-year-old woman. Who was, you know what, I'm going to show these college kids, single, coming out of a divorce, would go to these college bars and all these kids, you know, they can handle. And she would just go on these stories about how they could not keep up. They think they're these young studs. And then it just started like, I feel bad for you young women having to deal with these college kids, thinking that they're good at sex with their whiskey dicks and all this stuff. It was, if I could find the account, I'll send it. It was hilarious. And she is a very attractive middle-aged woman.
Definitely. So, send me the details on that account then.
I have to assume this was a couple years ago. I remember seeing the account. I have to assume at this point she's probably very heavily invested into the OnlyFans as well, I would have to imagine.
Yes.
Did you hear that teacher? Remember that teacher that got fired in Missouri?
Yeah.
For having the OnlyFans and stuff? She's made over $1 million in the last 6 months. Just on OnlyFans.
I just really wish people wanted to see pictures of my butthole because I would fucking just right now. I'm gonna, hold on, boys. I'm going to take a fiver. Daddy's got to work, you know, just spread eagle.
There's your t-shirt. Why does nobody want to see my butthole?
Ask me about my butthole.
That was the thing, but it was going up because it said it would have taken her 20 something years, 21 years or 22 years to make the money that she made in 6 months on OnlyFans as a teacher on her salary.
You know, I say more power to her. Do what you can with what you got and rock the hell out of it. But as with anything, good or bad, there are consequences in life.
Yep.
And clearly one of them is you can't be a teacher anymore.
Understand. And she's kind of became friends or whatever with Josh Terry from the Josh Terry podcast out in Nashville. And she's been on the show a couple of times, and she's going down there doing appearances and stuff, and just kind of hearing her take on it. And I mean, she loves what she's doing for the content. So as a content creator, whatever, she loves the stuff that, you know, she has going on, and it makes her happy. And it turns out it's very financially very good for her and the husband and everything and everybody involved. So good for them. Like I said, I mean, it's one of those things. You get to do what you love, what you enjoy, and making a ton of money, living. It's life-changing money, because, you know, somebody stumbled upon it. Some Karen, I guess is the word, was like, that teacher's doing it. I'm going to show her. She's going to lose her job. Well, congratulations. You made her a national news thing and made her a millionaire. So how do you feel about your life now?
Well, I think I just came up with what the loser of our fantasy football league has to do now this year.
Ooh.
The champion of the league gets to catch a fart in a Pringles can and mail it to the loser. And live on the show, they have to open it.
Oh, it's going to be nice seeing Burley do that.
Or unfortunately, Tony. I would feel worse for Tony to have to do that.
I'm thinking if he can sneak into the playoffs, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Now, I do support small businesses, so I'm perfectly okay with signing up for her OnlyFans. And then lastly, I wanted to point out that I didn't realize until I started TikTok and had like the Instagram account or whatever, that men are not the only group of people that are disgusting pigs. Older women are fucking vile.
Very.
Holy shit. Gay men, I would say, are probably the worst. Mm-hmm. I will say that. The amount of times that I've received dick pics and just the request for me to send them something, I'm like, okay, shit, money talks, whatever.
Yeah, how much?
But these older cougars, damn. Like, I'm just sitting there. Me and my wife would just go through. I was like, hey, which one do you want to respond to? You want to respond to this one, this one? And she's like, holy shit. Dude, she lives on Myrtle Beach. You can just go hang out with her for like a week. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay. Let's do this. But yeah, they are filthy.
Filthy. You cougars watching this show, you're so filthy, but we applaud you because we're getting to the age where they're not so much cougars anymore. They're almost at the same age as us, and I don't know what that makes us, but fuck, we're getting old. But either way, that's all I got. I don't know if you guys, I just looked at the clock for the first time, and we did it. Holy shit, that was quick. So obviously, happy Thanksgiving. You're welcome for all the Arby's talk, cougar talks, OnlyFans talk. You're going to want to play this during your Thanksgiving meal for all of your friends and family. I mean, this is the wholesome conversation that your family really needs to hear during that time. So again, don't forget the gravy. Don't fuck up the turkey. And just maybe we'll put this out before the meals are being served. So if not, this is good lunchtime conversation. So obviously, guys, check out Brandon J. McDermott all over. He's got a website. He has social media everywhere. Go check it out. You've been whacking off. He's everywhere. He's got a website as well. You don't really need to go there. There's a a towel or a sock I think you can buy still, maybe.
Oh, is there a sock on there? Nice.
I don't know. But yeah, if you guys got anything else, feel free to add to it. If not, we'll get out of here. It's Sunday, so that means football starting here pretty soon. So we're going to go enjoy some football. And it's a towel. The You've Been Whacking Off towel is available for $10.69. So you can put whatever you want in that towel or use it however you want. But that's all we got. Can't thank you guys enough. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week to talk about whatever it is. And feel free to call in. Again, click the link. Thank you, Blur. Hopefully we get a couple more people because that is going to be fun. So again, thanks, Blur. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time. Keep your sticks on the ice. Later.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.